Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Sex with Emily show. I love being able to help you have the sex life and relationships you deserve. And I want to give you the best show possible. And I appreciate you supporting our sponsors who help keep this show free. So have you ever heard of a massage candle? Well, it looks like a regular candle, but it instantly turns into massage oil. And you know, massage gets your partner in the mood, and the warm, luxurious oil feels amazing when you pour it on yourself or your partner. It's a secret weapon in the bedroom if you want to spice things up, get your partner in the mood, and have incredible sex. The feedback has been outstanding from one of my listeners. Dear Emily, I bought a candle. My girlfriend was skeptical at first, but agreed to try the warm oil on me first and gave me a back rub. Then I reciprocated, and we had amazing sex. She cannot stop talking about how good the candle smells, how great the massage oil feels, and I'm convinced that the scent and the candle helped us through some of the barriers to sex that we face lately. So I created these candles so you can have the best sex of your life. Go to emilyandtony.com, use code Emily for 20% off. That's emilyandtony.com, use code Emily.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can check out our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list, which you absolutely should do because I actually give really good email. Like, some people send you really bad email, spam, you get off their list. People actually love my emails. They're informative, they're entertaining. Sign up for the mailing list. Also, our podcasts. You can listen to them on the site, you can download them, but you could also just as easily subscribe on iTunes and never miss an episode again because I do 2 weeks. Why are you laughing at me, Anderson? Laughing with me or at me?
Did you hear what you said?
What I said?
About your emails?
What?
I give really good email.
It's true. I meant it that way.
Oh, you did? Okay,
yeah,
good.
I give
good.
Really good email. I give good email.
I give good phone. Do you receive good email too?
No, I don't. All my email sucks, but I really give good email.
You don't receive good email.
No, email is annoying to me.
You're telling people not to send emails.
I'm kidding.
Emails
send me
back.
Emails. Okay. No, I love my feedback at Sex with Emily.
Because I love giving email.
Feedback at Sex with Emily is where I love those. People send me amazing emails and I answer their questions as I will on this show. How are you doing, Anderson?
I'm fantastic.
It's great to see you.
I miss my M.
I miss you too. It's been a long time.
It's been 2 weeks, which is too long.
For us, that's a long time. I feel like separated.
My wife's been happy though.
Why? Why?
Because she hasn't been hearing me say, all right, honey, got to leave. Going to do Sex with Emily.
It doesn't go over so well. I understand. Well, I'm excited for tonight's show. I really, really am because I have a few special guests, but my most important special guest here is Coyote from Good Vibrations. So I need to give you, she is a...
You just heard our guests in here, by the way, by saying that, but it's okay.
Oh, no. I mean, like, they're special too, but, like, I didn't mean that. Sorry,
they're,
Ken.
They're giving you the business now.
I was a stumble. They're special, too. It just seems cliche. Okay, listen. You're all special, people. Just settle down. Coyote, though, is because this is what I got to tell you. So you guys know how I'm always talking about, if you've been listening to the show for the last 8 years or 2 years or 3 years, I've always talked about good vibrations. Like, go to goodvibes.com, buy your toys, buy everything there. But I don't think that you actually know, like, that I have a very deep, deep personal connection with Good Vibes. And Coyote is actually the she's the purchasing manager at Good Vibes for more than 11 years. So she knows a lot about toys. We're going to get into trying, testing, developing toys, the best toys. That's what you do. You develop and test them. But we're going to talk about some of the latest and greatest inventions on the market, how people can bring toys into their relationships, amazing things that we've seen in the sex toy world. But I just wanted to explain to you all my connection, because I think this is a perfect time, is that when I was coming into my own sexuality, when I moved to San Francisco when I was 22 years old, there was a sex toy store in Michigan. It was like off the side of the road. It was super sketchy. It was, you know, scary. You didn't really want to go. There was like blinking lights and weird. And I think one time we all went like as a joke, was like a bunch of, you know, men in there. And it just wasn't our kind of place. But I moved to San Francisco and I don't think I had ever had an orgasm. I'm trying to think. Maybe one I thought I had, but it wasn't readily coming. So no pun intended. So I went into Good Vibrations because I heard about it. And Good Vibrations is a sex positive store. And everyone just talked about what this amazing place was. So I figured I got to check it out. So I walked in, and it was, and I'm nervous because I'm talking to them about like, okay, how do I talk about my orgasm? And it was the most warm, loving, disarming experience, because everyone who works at Good Vibes is just so well trained, educational, knowledgeable. It's beautiful stores, and they help you with your, and it's like, matter of fact, it's like, you know, I'll have extra, you know, I'll have coffee and a sandwich. It's like, you're talking about that, but it's like, no, I have a G-spot, I want this, that, and it was just so comfortable. And I just fell in love with Good Vibes ever since. And I think it's a great store and does good work. And it's sex positive. And it's just always carries the best products. And I love that Coyote's here. And she was on my show first 8 years ago, like the first year I started my show.
Yeah, that's insane. It was so long ago.
I know. And I'm so glad you're here.
Me too. I'm
again,
glad to be here.
Thank you for being in Los Angeles. So that's my story with Good Vibes. That's one of the background. But, of course, you go to goodvibes.com, as I always talk about. And if you're ever in San Francisco, Boston, Palo Alto, where are the other stores?
Berkeley, Oakland.
You got to just check out the store. But, of course, goodvibes.com. Take care of all your needs. So, also, I have to mention that I am doing a Twitter chat every Wednesday, 12:30 to 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. If you tweet me at Sex with Emily and hashtag Ask Emily, I answer all of your questions between 12:30 and 1 on Twitter. And it's very popular, and I've been helping people and changing them. Anderson.
How do you pick? Because I would think that the stream would get pretty involved.
It does. I'm fast, though. I'm like, God, great. I only have like 140 characters. Like, I can do that. I'm actually better at that than answering like a long email.
And then does an alarm go off right at 12:30 or right at 1 o'clock when it ends? And you just slam it shut?
No, but I don't. The thing is, I'm like, oh, but he wants to know what to do with his penis thing. That's, he's having issues. I got to help him.
Yeah,
so I actually
you
go
always
over
go
a few
long,
minutes.
Right? Yeah.
But I shouldn't say that, because I don't want people to be like, at 1:15, she didn't answer me. But
how much of it's inappropriate, though? Like, show us your tits, Em.
You know what? It's funny that you say that. There was one, it's not that inappropriate. There's one guy's like, when can we have sex? Like, I ignore that one. But most of them were like real questions.
I wonder if that's the guy that wants to buy you a car from Detroit. Isn't he from
Detroit? Oh my God. Did I mention this on last week's show?
I wasn't here last week.
I mean, no. This happened in the meantime. Lauren, have I mentioned this on the show yet? I didn't? Okay, so if you are listening a few weeks ago, my brother was on the show and there was a guy that called in, because we take callers sometimes in the show, and he lives in Michigan, and he said that he wants to buy me a car. He's already called in before, and then he wants to marry me, and he wants to be with me, and he was very earnest and serious, and my brother said, well, what's your, because my brother is a money grubby.
He's very into money, her brother.
He's like,
security.
Send me your bank statement.
But what kind of car?
I haven't asked. See, that's so me. I'm not that materialist.
I'm picturing
kind of
wood on the side.
Oh, God, no. It's Michigan, so it'll be an American car. And then here's the thing. He wrote my brother an email the next day and was like this, and I'm going to read it on another show because I've got Coyote business to take care of. But it was the most like, and he's like, I really want to be with your sister and I'll send you the bank statement if you still need it. And I'm serious about it. And it was just like really sweet. And I'm like, Michael, this guy thinks you need, tell him you're joking and that I'm a lesbian or something. I don't know what to say. But it was a very heartfelt email.
The guy listens to the show, Emily.
Jesus.
Every show.
I forgot. I love you.
Say hi to him.
Hi. And, I love the show. I really do. I'm just kidding. But don't send my brother your bank statement. He was only kidding. And I think you're awesome. And I'm not a lesbian. And I just, you're in Michigan and I'm here. And I think that will really be a challenge for our relationship.
There's always Skype and FaceTime, Emily. You should
we
give
could
it a
Skype
shot.
Though. We could Skype. I'm not ruling you out. I just thought it was sweet that you wrote my brother that email, and it was very nice. Okay. What the fuck? Jesus. Coyote.
Yes. Hello.
Maybe not this one though.
I don't
okay.
have a car for you.
It's okay, but it was very nice. And then I'm like, well, stop talking about the car. Just buy me the car already. No, I didn't really say that. Okay, Coyote.
Yes.
I feel like you're my dealer, in a way. Oh. Like, all the toys that you guys hear me talk about over the years is because Coyote is the one at the other end who's like, you got to try this, you got to try that. Yeah. She tells me, like...
Yeah, I mean, I think we had a conversation once where I had to ask you, like, kind of really personal questions because I'm like, hey, Emily, do you do it up the butt? And like...
Right.
Are you into this and are you
anal
into
toys,
that?
Anal toys, but
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and I've evolved, though, yeah. I think, also.
Well, and also it's like super intimate.
It
it's
is intimate.
Funny. Yeah.
We've gotten into it. Well, it's our business.
Well, so on the first time I ever went on your radio show, I feel like we have to talk about this
yeah,
because
talk
it was
about
so
it.
Bizarre. I had been on radio shows before because my mom used to do radio, et cetera, but I'd never talked about what I was doing, like buying sex toys or selling sex toys or using sex toys or whatever. And so I brought a bunch to your show, to your radio show.
Right.
And like,
which
it was
like
so
CBS
awkward.
Radio,
right. Because we're just sitting here, like, looking at a table full of toys and having to talk about them. And it was super odd. But I brought this one called the cone. And it was huge. It was like a huge triangle that you're supposed to sit on.
Sit on, exactly.
Yeah.
I remember
awesome.
That.
I feel like it was a really good intro for me.
It was. It was like, yeah, it was the cone and it was something. Whatever happened to that cone? It was like glowed in the dark too or something?
You sat
on it?
You definitely sat on it. And they had this whole booklet with like all these different positions that you could sit on, like with your legs crossed and really elaborate. Like they really committed. I feel like the success of any product can be determined by how much the makers of that product commit to it. Because if you're going to make a triangle,
right,
you have to really commit to the notion that that's going to be a great sex toy. And you have to really convince people how to do it. And I feel like they committed.
Is it still around though?
No.
No, they didn't commit that much. But how did you get started then in this industry?
So, you know, I was moving to the Bay Area and I had a friend. I've had friends throughout my life and people throughout my life who have known Good Vibrations or worked at Good Vibrations or been in the larger sex industry. And when I was moving to the Bay Area, I was moving there to follow a whole different path of life. I was going to be a stage manager, a union stage manager for a theater company. And in the meantime, a friend of mine was like, whoa, you need a job. The Bay Area is not little Portland, Oregon. You can't live on $300 a month. And so they kind of got me in as a temp. And so I was working as a temp. And in the meantime, I was, you know, putting out my resume for theater and this and that. And I really just completely head over heels fell in love with the mission of the company.
Talk about the mission for a second, too, after you...
Well, mission. So, I mean, essentially our mission is that pleasure is your birthright and that everyone should have access to non-judgmental, accurate sex information and pleasure products. Toys are going to, you know, sex toys, safer sex products. And we want people to come in and we want to revolutionize their sex life and help their intimacy and give them all the tools they need to have a just amazing sex life, whether it's with themselves, with a partner, with a new partner, with a 25-year partner.
Right.
So I just fell in love with that. And, you know, I was on the phones talking to people and I was doing customer service and these people were calling from all over the world with totally different, you know, I'm a 60-year-old divorcee, I'm a 20-year-old, I've never had an orgasm. And it was just amazing because through the resources that I had at Good Vibrations, whether it was our own website, our shopping guides, our information and the education that I got to be trained to work there, it was incredible. You were just touching people's lives and changing their lives and helping them really get in touch with their sexual selves. Right. And it's powerful. Yeah. I mean, it really was
It
powerful.
Really is. It's it's like it's important, the work. Like, there's not other stores like that I've ever come across. So that's how you got started. It was a temp thing. And now you're still there 11 years later.
I did sales and then I worked my way into the buying department and just
that's a good doesn't everyone want to be the buyer? I would think
they'd
be like they'd be like knocking you out of the
way.
Who doesn't want it's the best job ever. So what do you think that you've learned by doing this job? Like, do you think that your own, like when you started and where you are now, your own sex life by being there and like trying all the different toys, or were you always pretty open?
I feel like I had my own evolution, oddly enough, through reading books that were written by people who either work at Good Vibrations now or have in the past, Carol Queen, Pat Califia, you know, Susie Bright. By reading these people's writing, it actually helped me move into my own sexual sphere.
Right.
And then, you know, obviously having access to such a huge amount of sex education and really the non-judgmental and shame-free. Right. I mean, those are the pieces that I felt personally impacted me, is really striving to live in that sex positive world, whether it's about me and my own sexuality or somebody exactly. else's. And the whole, you know, it's just to dumb it down, it's like the don't yuck my yum, and how to walk through the world like that. And I don't know that I'm there yet, but I really strive every day to be more sex positive, because I think if we all had less judgment in our lives and really promoted people just living their true sexual selves, this world would be really amazing.
Right. Well, you're right. That's what we're trying to do here. I just, like, no judgment, right? And it's like, people always want to know, am I normal? Is it okay? I mean, those are the times. It's like, everything's, you're fine, you know? It's like, people just, we just, yeah, you both have the same mission.
And I think it's really important. I think it's important to understand that, you know, all these products come out. There's all these amazing products every year that come into the market.
That's what we got to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. And, you know, what might be your favorite might not do it for me.
Exactly.
And that's so great, because, you know, you have girlfriends and, oh my gosh, you have to try this product. I love this product. It was the best for me. And then it's like, oh, well, it didn't really work for me.
Right.
And so
how
do
you? Different.
Yeah, we're all different.
And so that's exactly it. There's so many. So how do you, because you're the test, are you the only one testing?
No. You know, I rely a lot on the people in my company, because I don't believe that, it should just be one person.
Yeah, it should
just
be you, right, because that's exactly what we're saying. Yeah. You'd be, just be on...
And I do the product development, too, and it's the same way. It's all sex educators who... We look at the toys, we look at the DVDs, the books, everything, and we kind of do the best we can to say, will this, you know, influence... Like, will this be good for our customers? Will it impact their sex lives? Will it enhance their sex lives? Does this product do what it says it's going to do?
Right, okay. And so I want to get into, like, some of the... There's thousands of products, right, that come out every year. I mean, and everyone's
so
probably
many.
Hitting you up, right? And
so
you, and can you tell right away when they come in, you're like, yes, no, yes? Or do you just, like, kind of have to try them all?
I feel like, so I've been doing the actual buying for a little over 9 years, and I feel like it's kind of like exercising, you know?
Right.
Like, when you first go into the gym and you're exercising, and you're like, oh, I don't really know how to do that. And that yoga stance is really weird.
Right.
And that's how it was in the beginning, where I really felt like I had to do this crazy amount of due diligence on each and every product. But because there are so many products released every year, not all of them are feats of engineering.
Right.
Not all of them are something so unique. Some of them are just a variation on a theme. And
right.
I feel like I have a pretty good grasp at this point on if a product is going to do what it claims to do and if it's going to be enjoyable for people. And then I'm wrong sometimes. And it's always super interesting to me when I pick up a product and it doesn't do well, and I'm like, oh, I had faith in you.
Right,
like,
right.
Why didn't people like you?
Exactly. Because
you know?
You're like making the decision. So what would you say, like, in the last, like, what are some trends right now that you're seeing? What do you see happening with sex toys?
Well, I think there's a few. I mean, we're definitely, it's a interesting, strange time. The last 10 years have been interesting in the industry in terms of products being released, but, you know, we're definitely seeing a lot more quality products hit the market straight out.
Like, they're quality right away.
They're
like
just quality right away. And we're seeing so many new brands come out, which is really overwhelming for me and for companies like mine that, you know, we don't have 50,000 square feet that we can fill. We're not a Walmart of sex toys.
Right.
You know, we have a curated selection of really the best
that's
of what's
the
out
thing.
There.
That's why I always talk about Gavaz, because you know it's going to be a good product. They don't sell like the schlocky stuff that you shouldn't buy.
Yeah, we really try
it's
to
all,
vet.
Like, body safe and...
Yeah, and we want to vet it because, you know, if you go into a department store that has like 26 of the same exact product, how do you tell?
Right.
You're not going to break them all out of the packaging and test them, and we've done that for you. And so we want to... Everything that's on our shelves, we've already vetted. And so it is really hard because a lot of the brands that are... coming that are new to the industry, or a lot of the products being launched, they are already quality. And so, I mean, trends, you know, you definitely have good materials. You have...
They're all like good material. They're all... What material?
A lot. Silicone, ABS plastic, just a nice hard plastic. You have some with really nice velvet coatings. They just feel better in your hands.
They do.
You know?
So in 10 years, it's true. Like, all those old plastic ones that were bad for you. I mean, it's just changed with the porn stars on the box. And the porn stars. But
packaging has absolutely changed. Oh, absolutely.
It's a whole new thing.
Why were they bad for you?
Are they,
so,
like, leaching?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's so interesting because, you know, it's like chemically speaking, I'm not a chemist, but essentially there were some materials that they hold bacteria in. And so you'd use them once, and if you didn't use them with a barrier, they would kind of fill up with bacteria. And then you're just reintroducing that bacteria to sensitive areas.
That's like the loneliest STD.
It's the loneliest STD on the planet. You're so right, Anderson.
It's just not a clean toy.
So, yeah, they're all, so they're great now. So I don't even, like...
Well, I think it's marketing. I mean, I think we're seeing a lot more products that are being marketed out of the gate for couples, and they're acknowledging now that it's not just, you know, lonely person using a sex toy alone crying right into their bed. It's like a couple who wants to have amazing sex, or a single individual who wants to have amazing sex with themselves, but it's positive. It's affirmative. It's not right. Shaming, you know, oh, it's shameful you're buying this. It's actually exactly amazing you're buying this. Right. And like, we're so glad you're buying this. And so the marketing and the quality and the functionality, I think we're seeing functionality that is just so advanced.
Right.
Even on items that, you know, just an example, the Rabbit Habit was just re-released, and this is the iconic twice as nice vibrator.
I can't believe how great it is.
Yeah. It's a great vibrator. And Sex in the City. I mean, since that episode.
Yeah, if you still have the one from Sex and the City, you should throw it out.
Yeah, okay. It's time to get a new one.
Yeah.
But they, you know, they've just keep going back to this iconic, great item, and they keep making it better and better and better. And now they've improved the battery pack and the strength. And so it's just one of those things that you see this product that's been around forever, and it's been made better and better and better.
Right.
And I love that. I love companies that go back to iconic, great designs and then just keep making them better.
Exactly. You're right. And it's the new Rabbit Habit. I've talked about that recently, and I was just so impressed. I got rid of my old one. I did it, so you should all, you know. What did everyone do with all the old rabbits everywhere? Littering the streets.
Erp.
Don't throw it in the trash. I mean, don't throw it on the street. But, okay, so what about I was thinking about the other brands of toys that we talked about that we like. Like, what? So we got the rabbits, the whole family of rabbits.
The whole family
of rabbits.
So that's
that's like a G-spot. So if you don't know, it's like a G-spot and clitoral.
Yeah, and for clitoral. Some of them are going to be more for G-spot, and some are just going to be internal. So you're going to have like dual sensations. You're going to have internal and external, either vaginal or G-spot and clitoral. And it's a little bit like, for some people, it's like rubbing your stomach and patting your head. It's like way too complicated. But for other people, it's that right combination of in and out.
That's why, exactly. You just got to try it out. And the thing that I like about the Rabbit Habit is that you can turn off the outside, or just use the outside, or just use the inside. So let's talk about that, though, because I do think, you know, since I believe it was since I've started this in the last 8 years, and you've probably seen this in the last 11, that there was like some study that came out. I think it was probably about 3 years ago now that said like over 50% of all women in America have owned a sex toy. And of those 50%, 75% use with their partner. And so I just do think that it is becoming more acceptable. We still have the people who, you know, they're men who are offended by other partners are like, that's going to replace me.
And I think
that's
communication and education. It is changing. I mean, I think you have a lot more media are talking about vibrators. You have television shows that have vibrators, whether it's Cougar Town or that New Jersey
and they're
show,
so discreet,
I can't remember.
But yeah, and they're so discreet now too. It's like it's not like this big scary thing. So let's talk about like if someone. I always get asked these questions, like Emily, like I've never. Oh, I'm actually going to jump to an email from a listener right now that we can help answer. So, dear Emily, I love the show, and I'm taking your advice on introducing sex toys into the bedroom with my wife. So, I told her that I wanted to visit a sex shop and pick out some toys, and she said, "Who are you, and what did you do with my husband? What toys do you think we should try first?" This is from Adam. So what would you say? He wants, like, I get this all the time from men, women. They want to start out. They don't know how to introduce it. Like, I mean, I would say, like, go to Good Vibes, peruse. You could look for couple toys. But it depends. I mean, a couple's toy doesn't necessarily just have to be the Wee Vibe. Like, what would you suggest to Adam?
Well, everyone is so individual. And so what I always suggest is, especially when people are coming in our stores, but if they can't come into our stores and they're going on the website, sure, look at, you know, couples toys in terms of very typical, like the Wee Vibe, which, you know, it goes inside the vagina and stimulates the clitoris, and then the partner can penetrate beneath the
product.
Right,
you can wear it while you're having sex.
You can wear it, yeah, exactly. But I also think that it can be really sexy for couples to, like, have a partner hold, a clitoral vibrator for their partner while they're either engaging in oral sex or penetrating with fingers or penetrating with their penis. Like, I feel like that type of connection, especially if they haven't used toys together, it's really great to get something that's more interactive. Either it can be a vibrating penis ring, something that he wears and then stimulates them both during penetration.
Right, oh, the penis rings with the vibration. Yeah. Right. Which one do you love right now?
Oh God, there's so many. But I really, you know, I am a fan of the Mio by Jeju. And I have to say, I do love the Screaming O-rings. I think they're so great because they allow people to experiment without kind of sinking in substantial financial.
Exactly. Like, that's true. Screaming O ones, you're right, because they last for, you know, 40 minutes or
whatever. Sure. And there's even some that have reusable
batteries, right?
Yeah, exactly. But once you know what you like and, oh, I really like this, well, great. Then you buy one that's like a little bit more durable and longer lasting, because you don't
like
want to keep going. Yeah,
no, it's
you don't
true. Want to it's keep expensive going with the disposables. To go in. So that would be a good one. So, and I love what you said, that like holding the, like, I think that a lot of people who are, you know, let's say like heterosexual couples, men's never had a used a vibrator. I think that men get a thrill. They don't realize this, but it's not a big, huge penis. It doesn't like your own. It's a little clitoris. It's going to help you get your you're going to see how much you holding that against her could make her feel so good. You're in control of it. And you, it feels like you're going to, it's going to make you feel good that she's feeling good. And men also don't realize that if they take that and she can also use it on him, men like the vibrations on their balls too sometimes, on their penis.
And that's the thing is that, you know, sex toys, vibrators, they don't have to be you or me.
Right.
It can be, I mean, how thrilling is it to watch your partner become aroused and have an orgasm? And that whole process can really be from you holding a vibrator on your partner or vice versa. We have this fantastic penis toy that called the Pulse, and it has this oscillating pad that like stimulates the area under the head of the penis, and it's not necessarily something that he has to use alone. She can use it, a partner can hold it, like anyone can hold that product. And so it becomes another way to, I mean, it's, I don't want to make it sound all heavy, but it can be a power thing, or like, hey, I'm holding your pleasure, I'm the one who's giving this to you,
right?
I'm holding the vibrator, and so I'm bringing this pleasure to you, and we're connecting.
Exactly. And you really are connecting. It's not like this disjointed, disconnected experience when you are holding. I just am always trying to tell, and I love that Adam's doing this for his wife, but there's still a lot of women, too, have shame around it, or they don't want to share it. And I think once you just have the conversation and you start doing it, that it's, I've never heard anyone complain. Like, I've never gotten the email, we use sex toys and I'm really upset about it. It really ruined our relationship.
Absolutely.
Ever.
It's always the fear beforehand.
It's always the fear before. And I just realized that. Like, no one's ever been like, we use toys and I'm pissed off. It's ruined our sex life. It's like, oh my God, you know, what can we do next?
Well, and that's about sex negativity and shame as well, because we think that it's, you know, it has to be the body part, put those together and ta-da, fireworks. But that's not really how it is. And and we're not really taught to like take our time and to just have fun and frolic around and experiment. And I like to, you know, sex experiments. Like, I love sex experimentation. Like, how does this feel on you? How does it feel on you?
Exactly.
Let's have a long,
it's
slow,
like makes it fun.
Fuck.
It's not like it's an alternative. It's adding to your relationship, to the spice,
absolutely,
the sex life. Like, that's what I think, what a lot of people don't understand, which I try to tell them
all
the time. So that would be some good places for him to start. Okay.
Absolutely.
So
go for it, Adam.
Break, do it, Adam. Okay. And then what about going back to just like clitoral vibrators, like let's say starting out for a woman who has never bought anything before, what would you say?
Oh yeah,
start
for
with?
First time clitoral. I mean,
I always think like the bullet or the pocket rocket.
Yeah, I was gonna say we have this little bullet called the Pleasurette that's just like a little clitoral vibe. It's super cute, discreet, small, a couple
I've
speeds
seen that.
On it.
Right, it's really speedy and good. I think.
Yeah, it's great.
The Pleasurette. Okay.
Yeah, and I like to recommend that as a entry level. Because once you get that, then you can kind of, I really like that. Oh, mama loves this. Let's move on to one, again, that's a little bit more expensive, might last a little longer. If you spend $20, you're getting $20 worth. If you spend $80, you're getting $80 worth.
Right.
So, you know, if you haven't used a product before, start with that entry level and then move into something that might be longer lasting. You don't have to replace something that's rechargeable.
Exactly.
There's lots of great products. You know, there's the girls from Vibratex,
the girls,
which are super cute.
They're so cute. Yeah. They come in the little pink zipper pouch.
Yeah, I love them. I think it's just like a complete package. And they're rechargeable, which is so nice.
I know. You can charge them on your laptop.
Yeah.
Which we do all the time at work. I think in most workplaces, you might not want to do that. But
right, depending.
No, the girls are adorable. And they're great gifts, too, I would think. That they're, and they're just their clitoral vibrators, but they're all different. The pink and white, and they're
I
cute.
Love them.
I know.
And I also really like the Tango by WeVibe because it's super strong.
I've seen that one.
Yeah.
I want, okay, Coyote.
Yeah.
I want that on my list.
Okay,
I want one. Write it down.
Yeah, got it.
See, she's my dealer.
That's right.
Okay, so.
I got that for you, Mama.
What would you, I love it. You're a top it. So is there anything that you, okay, so we got clitoral. What about, let's get into a little bit of anal toys.
Mm-hmm.
Like the, for men and for women.
Yeah.
Male prostate, we always talk about, you know, that guys should just take a gander, experiment if they haven't, if they want to, if it's their thing.
Well, I but there's like also there's health. I mean, you can't talk like this industry. It's always hard to talk about the health parts. But I think it's pretty acknowledged that prostate stimulation is healthy for men who have prostates. And I think that I would always recommend something slender and small, like a Neros product to kind of try it out. And once you, you know, because I feel like you want to ease yourself into it. And then once you do, you can get something like the Black Pearl that vibrates and is really strong and is going to kind of heighten that sensation,
really,
you know?
Cool. Right.
And I feel like that heightened sensation is something that you might want to do after you've done some experimentation and said, oh, yeah, this
feels
so
great. It's all like taking this path, like starting, you don't want to like get the maybe the vibrating anal toy if you've never done it, but
I mean, you could, because the nice thing about vibrating anything is you don't have to turn it on.
Right. You don't need to turn it on.
You don't have to turn it on. You can insert the Black Pearl, which is
super
slender.
Oh, I see. Oh, right. You don't have to make it right.
Right. And then you can say, this is a perfect fit for me. I really love how this feels. Let's try some vibration now. I mean, the best thing with, like, the most important thing with any type of anal plane, especially for people who, again, you're having to move through some social stigmas, you're going to have to move through some self-shame potentially, is take it slow, have fun, try it out, and use lube.
Okay, use lube. Great. When we come back, we're going to talk about lube, and we're also going to have our other amazing special guests come in. But first, a word from our sponsors here. Again, everyone, thanks for supporting our show and listening, our sponsors and listening to the show. I have to tell you about Promescent. Did you know 1 in 3 men suffers from premature ejaculation? But now you don't have to, because Promescent is a quickly absorbing delay spray that allows you to have the sex you want. You can focus on your partner's hot body, especially now that you have the time to make them orgasm. Also, Promescent closes the arousal gap between men and women. You might get there faster than she would like. So it's not even if you're like a premature ejaculator, maybe you just want to last double the time. So Promescent helps you last twice as long. Thousands of urologists are recommending Promescent, the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. Go to Promescent.com to find out more. That's Promescent. It's not rising to the top that's a challenge. It's staying there. And also, I need to tell you about Good Vibes. One of the reasons you're able to listen to us is because of the incredible people at GoodVibes.com. They carry all the best toys. Get the Vibratex Dahlia. That's another new one, Coyote, we didn't talk about. 20% off when you use coupon code Emily. You can also get the strongest, most orgasmic vibrator of all time, the Magic Wand. Go to SexTheEmily.com. Click on the Good Vibrations banner and see my favorite toys, because you know that I have tried them all. Use coupon code GVEmily20. That's GVEmily20. And that's what I got to say about that. So we've been joined here by some other guests, really special guests. I didn't mean that you guys weren't special guests as well. Ken, really.
I know.
I was just starting the show, and I was.
Yeah, when we were late. I appreciate it.
You were
that.
Late. I'm glad you guys are here.
Because of me. Hi, I'm Haley.
Hi, Haley.
Hi.
So nice to see you, and Ken and Haley. Okay. Ooh, they're here to talk about something very, very special, a new thing that we're embarking on, all of us here together. So let's talk about it. So from Bocce Lingerie, and they have these amazing, let me see some of them. Tell me about this new line, the Dreams line. Okay. Ooh, these are so sexy.
These are hosiery items from our Dreams collection, which has been around for a while, but this is the first time we're releasing companion hosiery to the costumes.
Okay.
Dreams is the costumes line that Bocce puts out.
I love you want all the costumes, yeah.
No problem. Okay. And and we'll be the other dealer.
Okay.
And this is the first time that the companion hosiery has been released to market.
Oh, okay. Got it. So that's, okay, right. So this is the first time, and then so people can get the costumes or just wear the hosiery, because they're super sexy. Wear it under your day-to-day clothes. So, and tell me about what's your favorite one in here, Haley? Do you wear them? All the time? Every day? Are you wearing them now?
All the time. No, not
today. It's kind of hot in LA right now, right?
Yeah, it's too hot. But my favorite ones are the ones that go with the cop costume, because they have little handcuffs, little metal handcuffs.
That's what I want.
I love those.
I love that.
You didn't bring the cop with the handcuffs?
Because I
took them. Okay, so everyone, let's talk about Veronica. Let's talk about this thing that we're doing together.
The selfie contest.
This is such a cool idea. Okay, let's talk about it. Tell me the deals.
So
details.
The premise. Are you sure you don't want to jump in on this?
Oh, he'll jump in. Ken jumps in.
What are you saying?
He's so cute. I love Ken.
I love Ken too. I love Ken.
So
hi, Ken. We're all in town because we're having a conference this weekend. Mm-hmm. So all my friends are in town. Yeah.
Isn't that lucky?
It's a sex conference, and y'all wish. I know you wish you could come, but you can't. Go ahead.
So we're calling it the Bocce Selfie Contest. The premise is that you put on a pair of hosiery stockings of your liking, and you wear them with your day-to-day clothing. And so it's up to you to kind of decide how much are you going to reveal and why. And okay. The whole idea behind it, which I really love, is that you should be able to be who you want to be. And who I want to be Monday is not necessarily who I want to be Sunday.
Right.
And so these different stockings can really play up or play down to that whole thought or okay. that fantasy.
So the selfie contest mm-hmm. is really, so it's, people are going to submit photos. So I want my
Facebook.
People on Facebook.
Yes.
So they have to go, they go to bocce.com.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And pick out, they go to the Dreams
mm-hmm.
hosiery.
Mm-hmm.
And they pick out a few. And what are the price points on these?
These are, gosh, you're putting me on the spot.
It's okay, don't worry about it. But they're,
very
they're not going to break the bank.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
You can still,
they,
you know.
They range based
but
on what
they have. But they're
sexy.
The thing about yeah. lingerie that I think is so, like, you feel sexy, even if you're wearing it for yourself. Like, that's the thing. The point is that you wear it yourself.
Right. And I think for me, that's one of the important things. I heard Coyote talking about sex positive. Is that?
Yes.
I love that because the concept for me behind lingerie is it's for me.
Right.
I'm wearing it for me. If I'm choosing to share it with somebody, that's my choice.
Right.
If I want to go to work wearing, let's say, the naughty schoolgirl.
That's always a favorite. Oh, let me see those.
I can wear them with a pencil skirt or just a skirt.
Right.
And nobody, they don't necessarily know what the real idea behind it is, but I do.
Right.
And
you feel good.
And makes
you, right,
exactly.
And mm-hmm. you feel sexy. And this is, I love this with the seam.
Yes.
I'm taking all of these home.
They're yours.
Okay, so how do people enter the contest and what do we tell them to do? Tell
them. Ken, that's on you.
Okay, so we'd like you to select the Dreams hosiery of your choice.
Okay.
Once you've got yourself into normal attire, we want you to show how you're
yeah.
wearing it for yourself.
Your selfie.
Take your
right.
selfie,
wear, mm-hmm.
and you're going to go to the Bocce Facebook page, and there'll be a contest entry point right from there.
Okay.
You'll be able to submit the photo, and the cool
Whoever.
Thing is
mm-hmm.
the winning selection, which is going to be judged by our Facebook following,
right?
And hopefully yours.
Yes,
and
ours. Mm-hmm. Well, my Facebook page is having challenges.
The most.
We'll talk about
that.
Well,
we can talk about it. Enough, so, but the one that gets the most likes is going to win a $500 shopping spree
wow.
on our site.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you guys, your site is amazing. You guys have so
Thank
much
you.
Such beautiful things. Okay, so and we're launching this.
We can expect to launch it essentially as soon as this airs.
Okay, great.
People can start buying it online, and it's going to run through August.
Okay, that's fun. Like, it's such a fun incentive. And
yeah.
if you, like, have a partner, like, have them take pictures,
mm-hmm.
you, it's just, it's a, like, go online with your partner and be like, I think
right.
that would be really sick. I mean, because couples are always emailing me, like, how do we spice things up? How do you
sure.
make something interesting? Go to your website and start thinking what you book costume
yeah.
outfits, you role playing.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to just be for the contest, but like buy some sexy things together.
Sure. You could also
buy
just do it with
ensemble.
A group of friends.
Yeah, exactly.
And go out for the night, wear your favorite pair, take selfies while you guys are out having fun or going to the movies or going out on a date. I mean, there's so many places you can do this and just have fun.
Exactly. Because
mm-hmm.
it does. It's true. Like when you're wearing like your good underwear and your good bra,
yeah.
your good thing, like you just feel sexier.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
it. Okay. So your page, facebook.com/bocce. And this will all be on, I'll have
all
this information.
And
well.
They can access everything from bocce.com. There's links to
I think it's
our
a great idea.
Media.
I can't wait to have these sexy people doing this contest.
It's going to be great.
It'll be great.
And we brought you plenty of stuff.
You did?
For the
My
team.
Office is so excited for
I
you
know.
To come.
They really
were excited. And we're going to do some costumes with it too. We're going to be entering as well. Myself and all the women in my office, we're going to be submitting many selfies.
That'll be cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, I
That'll
can't
be
wait.
Cool.
Well, thank you guys. So it's bocce.com, B-A-C-I.
Correct.
And there'll be more information on my site, and we'll be talking about this for the next 6 weeks. And what's the final date they have to
right,
submit?
Yeah, we're gonna go to the very end of August to be able to submit your photo. Obviously, the earlier you get your photo in, the more mm-hmm. likes, the more chance of accumulating some likes, unless it's really crazy on the last day of August and you win.
And you can get your friends to
you
like you
know.
Too, whatever you want to
right.
do.
Absolutely,
yeah. yep.
absolutely.
Okay,
Ken,
I can't wait. And we're going to be doing, well, but we're going to start, we're going to have, now that we have them, we might have to do like start tomorrow in my office.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun day.
You ask me if I'm going to enter the contest.
Yeah.
Ken, you should.
Right?
We
do
don't
I need to shave my legs?
Yeah.
I mean, look at them.
We
know.
I
wore
it's
shorts.
No,
no, no.
Oh, you
really?
Did? You're in LA, right?
No,
nice
I didn't. I mean, well, maybe the dark ones would cover.
Whatever you're into, Ken. We don't judge.
Nope.
You can pick whatever you
that's
want.
That's the best part.
Okay, good. Well, thanks, guys. So I'm excited. Thank and I'll you. Be talking about this in weeks to come. We'll bring you new updates. We'll be like highlighting stuff off in our page and stuff like that.
That's so, fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so fun. Good to see you.
What? Applause.
Applause for my very special guest. Okay. So we were talking about, going back to Coyote, we were talking about lube.
Oh, yeah.
We touched on lube before we went off on the sponsor.
Right,
so
right.
I would like to talk. I feel very strongly about lube. Like, I just think that people don't understand the importance of using lube, that there's still a stigma in many people's minds attached with lube, that it's you bring it out if she's dry or there's discomfort or there's a problem, better get the lube. But lube actually enhances the experience sexually for women and men. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. And when you're using a toy or just having sex, it just add a little lube. It can make it a lot better. When there's studies that show that like 98% of women said it was better when they added, even if they're already wet.
Well, because there's already friction. You're having friction with any type of sex play, whether it's external only or internal or with a
exactly.
toy. And when you have friction, no matter how wet you were to begin with, you may not actually be able to sustain that. No matter what, everyone's body is different. What time of the month is it for you? How old are you? What time of the day is it for you?
Exactly.
What have you been eating? Are you dehydrated? Like, I mean, there's so many factors that can play into it. And so, you know, the whole wetter is better is absolutely true. And why not have extra moistness and lube down in any area that you're playing in? Just to make it a more pleasurable, fun, wet, slippery experience.
Exactly. So which lubes do you recommend? The I know, there's so many.
And there's so many. So and, you know, we carry a lot of really great lubes. I really love the Please Cream. It's one of my favorites.
Yep.
Just because it's a water-based natural lubricant, but it has a drop of silicone in it, which just lets it stay a little bit slicker, a little bit longer. We don't carry a lot of lubricants with glycerin, which is an ingredient that actually helps it stay slicker longer, and because of that, just because some folks have sensitivities to it, I do like the ones with a little drop of silicone because it's gonna help.
Yeah,
and then you know, for anal play, because which is why we brought up lube,
back to the anal.
gel is really great. Some people like silicone just because, again, it stays very, very slick for a very, very long time, but any kind of extra cushiony gel is just great.
Okay.
And I just feel like why not? You know, why not have it be extra cushioned, extra slick, extra fun?
Right. And if you don't like it, you don't have to do it again. I'm just like, try it out.
Yeah.
See if you like
it. And I do feel like there are people who are definitely like, ugh, I just really have enough. And I feel like that's great. But don't count out that, you know, or discount that in a few years or next month things might change.
It
they
does
really
change.
Do.
Yeah. You have to, you know, be prepared and know that, yeah, your body. And it's not about, you know, a lot of times people feel like their partner gets upset because they feel like maybe they're not turning them on enough,
and
that's why they're not wet.
Yeah.
So it's not, no, that's not the case.
And again, that's about not having body shame and not feeling bad about like, oh, well, my ex was so wet all the time and you're
exactly.
not. And it's like, because I'm not your ex.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. And then nothing to do. And we know your ex. She's your ex or whatever. It's just, don't you bring that up. We're all different.
We are all different.
That's why with the toys, it's hard because I recommend something. Yeah. Like people do love the Jeju Mimi, which
that's
a universal. But I'm saying just because some people might not love everything.
No, and when I'm in the stores or even when I'm with friends or, you know, anywhere, I always say like, this is what I'm going to recommend to you, but what looks good to you? Because if it doesn't look good to your eyes, then it might not be a fit because you have to be kind of attracted to it. You have to be like, that looks like a nice toy.
Right.
Oh, I can see how that would feel really good.
Right, exactly. And if you're, okay. So what about back to the we did talk a little about the prostate. What about for just regular anal toy for men or for women not vibrating? Mm.
Well, I think that for a more of a plug-like or kind of non-vibrating, you know, the Booty from Fun Factory, the Dawn Wand from Pleasure Works, that's more of like a bead, which can be really fun. It's like three little olives stacked in a row.
Right.
And that's going to force some opening and closing of the anal muscles, and that can feel great. The booty is really cute because it's just itty-bitty tiny.
Right.
And so I always recommend people start with it because what I have found is that people who are looking to experiment with any type of anal play, they'll be like, oh, I don't know. And they get something small and they're like, I'm ready.
It's a good gateway.
Yeah,
you just want to, you're not ready for anal, you know. Speaking of anal sex, I have to ask you a question now that we talk about it.
Yeah.
Is that anal sex is a good topic. I used to say when I was starting, I was like, anal's the new blowjob. I swear to God. Like, so everyone's like, what's trends in sex? I'm like, I just think it's anal. Like, everyone talks about anal. But now I think squirting is the new anal.
I feel like squirting was the new anal.
Really?
I feel like we have...
I can't get... I can't get away from it. Like,
it's... Yeah, no, everyone wants to know. I feel like anal is still coming into its own. Okay. I feel like it's in the, it's still, you know, pegging is a lot, like women penetrating their male partners. I feel like prostate pleasure, prostate health. I feel like you have a lot more products that are coming out for the anal market that are marketed to mainstream and that are quality. Because again, you can't just put anything in the anus because there is bacteria, just like any other part of the body. And so more quality products are coming out. Now, squirting, I feel like it's the this mystery of the G-spot. And I think squirting almost has like a bad reputation of like, oh, you can't squirt. You should be able to squirt.
I know. This is what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm getting, I think it's from porn. People are seeing it. They're just like, what can I squirt? Can you teach me how? Can I do it? Can I do it? It's like all the like wherever I go.
Yeah, and I feel like your answer should always be like, maybe.
Right. Maybe you can. Maybe you can. Like, I can't say. I mean, you could try. And so
And what would that be? Again, sexploration. Like,
sexploration.
Even
never stop sexploring by yourself or with your partner. That is just the bottom line in life because that's when you're going to, it's all going to get boring for you and stagnant. You're just going to watch a lot of TV. Not porn.
Don't judge. Don't judge.
Nothing wrong with watching TV. But you're not going to be doing anything else if you don't. It's going to get, everything gets boring if you don't expand and try things like squirting. But what would you recommend if someone wanted to?
Right.
To try? Is there like a certain toy or certain, you know, fingers?
Fingers in the little come hither, point them towards you, push them in, point them towards you.
Right.
So
Come hither motion.
Yes, come hither motion. Right. I feel like with the whole exploration of the G-spot in general, the most important thing is to start out with that exploratory, you know, we're going to explore because, again,
with that motion, just like that.
Yes, with the fist upward
motion. No, but it's
motion.
Funny because it is true. Like, let's make it like a fun new thing that we're going to try together.
And not make it goal oriented because the last thing that anyone needs, whether whichever partner it is this like, well, did you squirt? Did you squirt? Did you squirt? Did you squirt? I didn't. And so the pressure is not what you want. You don't want pressure around accomplishing anything in sex. And so what I would recommend is some finger motion with a come hither motion. Does it feel good? Some women do not like G-spot pleasure or They don't like G-spot pleasure. They don't like the pressure. It doesn't feel good to them. And so that's the first thing to figure out is, does it feel good to you? And then if it does, you can go into some toys like the Pure Wand is really great. It's a firm metal. Oh. It has the weight. It has the tugging, pulling.
I like the Pure
the
Wand.
The G-Twist is a vibrating version. It has a lot of texture, so it's kind of doing grab.
Those would be some good toys to explore with that.
Absolutely.
Okay. I like that. All right. That's good. It's all about exploring and like never stopping. Okay. So what about now a lot of toys are waterproof.
Yeah.
Which is great because you could wear and use them.
There are a lot of waterproof toys and a lot of splash-proof toys. And I think that people, if you're like a bath taker, you need waterproof because a lot of products are meant for like the shower because they're splash-proof so you can wash them.
Right.
And a lot of people really, that's enough. They just want to masturbate or have sex in the shower, and that's totally great. For folks who are like, no, I want this submerged in my bathtub, swimming pool, jacuzzi, they need to get completely sealed waterproof toys.
Okay, and which one would you recommend?
There's so many. I mean, there's like the Jeju toys are waterproof, the WeVibe toys are waterproof, and there's just a ton of them out there. I mean, you can even get an inexpensive $20 vibrator that's waterproof these days.
Okay. I know that stuff is so amazing that it's all changed so much.
It has.
Right, guys?
Yeah, it is.
And there's one more thing that I do have to say, Bocce, people sitting here, Ken and Haley.
Sure.
This is what I failed to mention about your contest because we only have a few more minutes left is that I forgot to mention that they could look at the pictures in Instagram. Your Instagram
that's
handle,
the,
right?
That's the plan.
Bocce
we'll be sharing them on Instagram.
I wanted to give out your Instagram handle.
Thank you.
Is it a handle still?
Sure.
Bocce like Lingerie. And then also it's your Twitter is Bocce Kiss.
Thank you.
And then Facebook is facebook.com/ Bocce Brand for the contest.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just needed to say that.
Thank you. Thank you.
I
wanted
to say that.
Because I was like, I didn't want to say the wrong Facebook page.
But I have them all here.
I
and then I saw that.
That
I had them all here. There's a lot going on today.
There is.
But
because Veronica
I
would
think,
punch me in the face when I got home.
No. But no, I think it's great that you guys are on a mission to celebrate every woman. Mm-hmm. And the brand, and that's what this is about, making women feel good. So we're going to, and we'll be talking about it more in weeks to come.
Thank you.
So thank you. Okay, Coyote, we have a few minutes left. Like, what our roundup? Like, okay, so we're going to be doing some video. Okay, so Coyote and I are doing videos this
weekend. I'm here for a trade show. It's the Adult Novelty Manufacturers Expo where I get to go around with a bunch of other people and see the newest products that are being released. It's great because essentially we get to plan the next 6 to 8 months of our inventory.
Right.
there's a lot of great products being released. I haven't seen a lot of them. I've seen a few that I cannot talk about, but they are beyond exciting.
Okay.
I saw one today that I think is going to really be great.
It's for a whole new
people. It's a whole new
deal.
Can
I see it? Will I be able to see it on Saturday? Because we do videos, so you guys got to check it out on my website and YouTube. We'll tweet it, all that stuff. And we've done a lot of videos.
We do.
In the past.
Yeah, we have a good time doing videos.
Oh, Bocce booth. Yeah, we're coming there. We're going to come check out your booth. We'll do a video.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
Oh, we're going to do some stuff. It's going to be a big sex weekend. So, I actually never have sex at these things, by the way.
Right,
I'm just saying.
It's actually business.
Well, there's people around.
No big deal.
There's no one. It's a public place. I know, but I just think I'd be having, you know, everyone's in the mood. There's toys, lingerie.
It's really just widgets at the end of the day.
People think people are always dooming when I say
unsexy it, but, you know, it's like Tupperware. Yeah,
I know. Is that sad?
So just in brief, what people can look forward to, though, there is a product coming out next week that is app controlled and Wi-Fi. So you can control it over with an app.
Okay.
Or you can control
it
over the computer. So long distance intimacy.
So if you're in a long distance relationship, your partner, you have the toy, your partner has the app, is controlling it, the speed.
Yeah,
the
and it can be across the room, or they can be on a website across the country or across the world.
Okay.
So I think that's the future that we have to look forward to, is increased intimacy, even no matter what the distance between people. So people who have partners who travel a lot, long distance love affairs, folks who are stationed elsewhere in the world. There's just a lot of great options for people coming down
the
line.
I know, I'm excited.
Yeah, there's a lot of products that are coming out with apps. It's actually the new frontier.
Is it?
There's a ton. Yeah.
Okay, I heard about it. I haven't seen it, but I'm
excited.
It's going to get
harder and harder to rationalize cheating.
That's right.
With all this
That's
stuff.
That's right.
You'd be like, but we had the app, honey.
Yeah, you didn't have to do that with that strange woman. I could
exactly.
have pushed this button.
I know,
from over
exactly.
Here.
Well,
and plus, there really is
cheating.
No reason to cheat, because you can have a million different ways to have sex and different sex lives. You can put on your sexy lingerie.
Exactly.
You can put on your sexy lingerie.
I can.
Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have a pair for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some for Anderson.
There's a million different ways to be different people at different times and places. And
exactly.
It's all about
like,
that
sex exploration. You
should
have fun with this.
Absolutely.
Don't be so uptight and keep doing it the same way over and over again. You just got to try it. We've talked about a lot today. It gave people a lot of good ideas.
Yeah.
So thank you, Coyote, for being on the show.
Thanks
and
for
everyone,
having me.
As they know, goodvibes.com. I can't say it enough. I know, and thank you, Bocce, bocce.com. And in coming
so
weeks, we're going to have some sexy, amazing photos for you, including from my girls in the office, women.
Awesome.
Can girls, Great. Is it coming back? Can I say girls, or is it still offensive? Like,
I think they are younger.
It depends on who you ask.
They are younger.
Yeah.
They're so cute, and girls, but
they can be
not offended.
Your girls.
Are they offended? Anderson, what are you looking at me? We got to go?
I didn't realize that girls is offensive. I call
no,
my mom
but
girl.
I think I think women's studies in college, like, you can't say girls.
Well,
like,
I mean, I was walking down the street today over in the Santa Monica, and someone's like, hey, girls. And I'm like, I turn.
You guys are such a pain in the ass.
I know.
Can I just say that?
Well, here,
it's
here.
Like,
I want
to
be like,
no,
hey, we're boys.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
There's no
winning.
That boys is fine.
No. Really?
No, but girls,
no,
I
really.
Feel
girls.
Like it's still, I still have a kid issue.
I
don't know
too.
Why. It's from, it's like left.
Hey, lady.
My wife has an issue with the
And what about lady?
Hey,
lady.
Because when my assistants, they're writing and interns, they're like, ladies. And I'm like, ladies feels
that
like that's
you?
Right.
That,
I could be a lady.
I know I've emailed all of you and said, hi, ladies. And
no,
I won't do
but
that
it doesn't bug me, because I realized it was something in women's studies class that it was like ladies and women.
That's why people shouldn't go to school.
I agree.
Exactly.
I think that's the real moral of the story here.
I can be a lady, I can be a woman, but I feel girl. I've not been a girl for a very long time.
I agree with you, Coyote.
I act like one, but I'm actually
I definitely
not
act like one.
Bummer. Okay, everyone. Anderson, what's up with you? How's your latest podcast speak?
Time to wrap it up, girls.
We're out. Okay, you don't want to say anything about your podcast? Fine.
Oh, yeah. Film Vault, what's up? And After Disaster, everything's going good. We're
okay,
obnoxious
good.
Over there, just like I am here. Sorry.
I love it.
I'm
no,
sorry.
You're not too bad.
Okay,
everyone. Thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everyone, thanks for listening to the show. Fleshlight, the number one sex toy for men. Wouldn't it be amazing if you could feel the pleasure of having sex anytime, even when you don't have a partner? The Fleshlight, the most popular sex toy for men. It simulates sensations of sex, and it was engineered to look and feel like the real deal. Many people even think it feels better than sex. Not that you won't want to have sex again, but it feels amazing. The Fleshlight Stamina Training Unit helps you last longer in bed and become a better lover, and then you'll experience some of the most mind-blowing orgasms of your life. And if you've ever fantasized about having sex with a porn star, you now can, because they've got Fleshlights that are from Jenna Jameson, Jessica Drake, Asa Akira, Tara Patrick. They're available in a realistic flesh tone, with popular, the Lotus texture. They have amazing textures. You just got to try them all. So go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight to get your fleshlight now. That's sexwithemily.com/fleshlight.
Perhaps play a little game called Just a Tip, just for a second, just to see how it feels.
Hey, this is Jordan Harbinger, host of the Art of Charm podcast, the number one dating and relationship advice podcast in iTunes.
I'm Emily Morse, host of the Sex with Emily podcast, the number one sex and relationship podcast on iTunes, and it's sexwithemily.com. And this is Just the Tip. Hey, Jordan, you know that couples that play together actually stay together?
What does that mean?
And there's a lot of sexy games you can play that will keep your sex life interesting. Just think about Truth or Dare. Didn't you love playing Truth or Dare when you were younger?
Sure, yeah.
So if you've never played this as a sex game, it could really make some titillating things happen.
I think
you could find out a lot.
Boobs make Truth or Dare and pretty much any game a little bit more enticing.
Exactly. Right. What do you mean boobs make Truth or Dare more enticing? Why? So you can, yeah, whatever. You can talk about, yeah. Is that good?
That was like the worst tip ever.
Okay. Jordan, do you know what? The couples that play together actually stay together.
I think I'm just going to leave this totally intact, by the way. So you go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, good. There's sexy games you can play that keeps your sex life together, like an adult version of Truth or Dare.
Okay, what does that involve?
I mean, you could say something like, you know, I want you to pick Truth or Dare. And then you could say, what's the number one sex fantasy that you've had about me while you were masturbating.
Okay.
And you could be like, I remember that time that you were giving me amazing blowjob.
Right. You just be super honest with it.
Yeah.
Just,
not that I gave you one.
Right. No.
But
no
you
no.
might fantasize about me giving you one, but I haven't given
as
you
as far
one.
As you know, that's
yes.
never happened.
Did I give you blowjob? No. Okay. So you can also, you know, talk about your fantasies. You can just, you know, you can play strip Monopoly for all I care. Just
yeah.
have some fun.
That sounds extremely boring, but I think the other ones sound a little more promising.
I think you're right.
If you guys want to learn more from The Art of Charm about dating, relationships, and even networking for business, visit us at theartofcharmpodcast.com or check us out in iTunes and follow me on Twitter at The Art of Charm.
And check out the Sex with Emily podcast at sexwithemily.com and on iTunes if you want to have the best sex of your life, that is. Also, follow me on Twitter at sexwithemily.
Buying a car can be such a stressful experience, but TrueCar is changing car buying forever. TrueCar actually helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay, and that fear is the worst. Last month, over 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar.com users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. So when you're ready to buy a car, you just got to follow these three easy steps that if you want to save money. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information, and then you lock in your savings. Third step, totally simple. All you do is you print out your TrueCar savings certificate, and then you take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better hassle-free car buying experience. Who doesn't want that? Some features not available in all states, and every day TrueCar.com users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Why would you do that? Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.